And we're back. We just heard from the car crash, so from way back in 2001. Once I start digging through old stuff, I just have to find more old stuff to play. With their song Factory. And I have the Gala, who are in my studio with me now. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I get that mic a little closer to you?
Hi.
Yay. That's so much better. Thank you for playing for us. That was a great set.
Thanks for having us.
You know, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We have all of our best friends come and visit and play for us.
Hey, well, I'm glad we fit into that category.
Yeah. So this is a new project, I'm understanding.
Yeah. Kind of started out as a tequila rock and roll weekend, and then a bunch of songs happened, so we figured we should book some studio time and see what happens.
That's awesome. Tequila and weekends go well together.
Apparently, at least for us.
Yeah. Great. So you have an EP then?
Yeah.
Whole CD?
A single. We're starting
out.
Wow,
one. Good.
Yeah. Starting off bold.
That's excellent.
We just released our first single, November. It's off the November issue, which the B-side is Big Guns. Mm-hmm. Super stoked about it. And the 45 will be available later this year. But you can download it for free. You can pay us money if, you know, we trick you into it. Yeah. But
money is good.
Yeah, you know.
Kick in a little.
Sometimes,
you know. Kick in a little.
Yeah, you know.
And you're playing this weekend.
Yes, the Lily Pad, the infamous Lily Pad.
I love the Lily Pad.
Yeah. It's one of the
best. That's an awesome, awesome venue.
Can't beat Camberville, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's super tiny, but it's all like a very intimate. And everyone actually has to be quiet to hear everything. I mean, not that like you're not going to hear it. I mean, it's kind of loud, but still, like, there's not a whole lot of conversation going on.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Great.
Especially when the guitar kicks in.
I was going to say, the guitars, there's a lot of guitar.
A lot of guitars.
And who else are you playing with on that?
We are playing with Future Carnivores and the wonderful Power Slut.
Nice. That's a good show.
Yeah, pretty stoked about it. Some good friends on there, so should be a little raucous, a little bit of fun.
Yep, a nice big explosion in a very small, room should be good.
Nice. That's everyone's favorite combination: big explosion, small room.
Exactly.
Rock guitars.
Exactly.
Very good. What's on the docket for the future then?
At this point, some shows are pouring in. We're looking at a couple throughout the summer. Fall's looking a little interesting. Some things are popping up, so some wheels might be turning. So some things that we didn't plan on. So we'll see. You know,
excellent.
More songs.
More tequila.
Yeah.
Probably. You going shopping?
Always. So we'll have to keep you posted on that one. So.
Very good.
Our crystal ball's looking a little foggy right now.
Yeah, the future is not uncertain.
Yeah.
As the Magic 8-Ball used to say.
Yeah, definitely a lot different than we were originally planning. So.
So from tequila, crazy weekend, to rock and roll stardom.
Hey, that's the name of the game. That's why you signed up.
Very good. So you can download for free at Bandcamp. And what do you find? How do you search for you guys on Bandcamp? Just the Gala?
You can search any mystical ways. You can go Eagles, Talons, Moon, Stars.
Dreamcatchers.
Probably the best way would be thegala.us. Thegala.us, you can take all of our music for free. You know, you don't have to pay us. You don't even have to talk to us. It works out perfect for everyone.
Leave your money on the nightstand and get the hell out.
Yeah, don't even leave your money. You know, we don't need it. You know, it's no good.
Very nice. Cool. And you brought quite an entourage here with you guys. Do you always carry extra people to carry your things?
Well, we are an entourage in ourselves.
Yeah. That's a tough thing about six people, you know.
We are our own hangers-on.
Right. Yeah. Half of them are on the payroll, so it's like we can't even tell them not to leave, you know. So.
You can't tell them not to leave. No, don't leave. I mean, wait. This is confusing. Well, wonderful. Thanks, you guys, for coming in.
Thank
us a
you
set.
For having us.
Thank you.
Everyone go down to Lily Pad this weekend. Check them out live and in person. Exploding in your face.
I couldn't put it any better.
Yeah, that's great. Wait, I didn't cue anything up to play. Wait a minute. Wait, we're going to pretend I didn't say goodbye. We're going to just keep on keeping on here for a moment.
Why hello again.
Why hello.
More eagles and talons.
Wolves and moons.
Yep. Anything else? Any other search
Apples.
Methods?
Apples.
Tattoos.
You know, a shout out to all of our homies that couldn't be here.
That's true.
You know,
shout outs are good.
Peace out. You know,
shout outs are always good. Make everyone feel welcome. All right. So, wait. There. Now we're ready to officially say thanks. Rock on. and peace out.
Good night.
Good night.
Staying inside, watching from the outside. My God, it's been a long time, for sure. I've been reaching for my west side, 'cause it used to be my best side. Now it's a part of me I can't find anymore. I wanna fly to your side. I wanna fly to your side.
Carissa Johnson, and you're on the town with Mikey D on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Too much, I'm wasted.
So that is La Peste with Spymaster coming off of their self-titled album. Before that, we heard from 21st Century Fugitives with their song Blame It on the Universe coming off of their Losing Time EP. 21st Century Fugitives were participants in the Rumble this year. High school students. That is a high school band you just heard. And they covered La Peste Spymaster during their set. It was awesome. It was totally awesome, and that's what makes the Rumble so awesome. When would I ever see a high school band? Pretty much never. So there you go. 21st Century Fugitives. Go find their stuff. It's on Bandcamp. It's great. The CD, their EP, is really great. Before them was Carissa Johnson, who played here at end of last year on The Town with Mikey D. That's here. And we heard Dear Disorder from her. She plays around a lot, so I would hunt her down as well. Very awesome live. And we heard Satellite Sound with Sunday. It is off of a compilation called Full Circle, Commonwealth Women Up Front. It's on Static Motor Recordings, and it's a bunch of bands that I've never heard of, generally, which is good because I like learning about new things. And we started the set off with Chris Trapper. His brand new CD is called... Well, not brand new. Latest CD is called Symphonies of Dirt and Dust, and we heard If You're Still There. The man tours constantly. If you are not on his mailing list or Facebook list or whatever it is, go get on it because you definitely want to see him live when he comes near you. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. And it's just funny. I ended up like pulling a whole bunch of bands, and a good chunk of them were in this year's Rumble, and a little chunk were bands that I saw at past Rumbles, and this next band is one of them. Friends of mine had been friends with this band for a long time. I'd heard of them, but I had never actually seen them until I showed up at their preliminary night a couple of years ago and watched them, and I totally freaked out because they were that good. So this... What happened? I got the wrong song queued up. I got the wrong CD put in. What did I do? This always flipping happens, but that's why you love me. You're here to listen anyway. Huge, big setup, and I fail. So anyway, I hear this band for the first time after friends have been telling me forever, these guys are amazing, you're going to love them, you have to go see them, and never quite getting around to it. When Particles Collide, This Town is their latest EP. And we're going to hear Storm Clouds.
Like a storm cloud. my mind.
In my mind.
I see the picture. Can't stop me. There ain't no strings that can tie me down. I've got my foot on the accelerator. Take a picture, I'm gone, babe. Ha! See you around. Sometimes connections can be funky. Sometimes it takes a while to think. We'll be right back.
is before now. It's all in love. Screaming like old men in this hell. I'm all mixed up from taking advice. All these pictures bleeding, man. It's all in love. Tied to a reason if I.
Yeah. in his final artistic pose. Sunset cast his shadow long. All eyes hold him, but in a snap, his vanishing shadow falls through a crack. We wait for a bow, but he never returns. No. We wait for his bow, but he never returns. No. We wait for a bow, but he never returns. No. With a grandiose hat appears on the rocks where the wind blows.
Hey everyone, you still awake? Good, stay awake. We got about 15 more minutes and then you can go to sleep. But we want to stay awake for a little while longer, because there's more music to listen to. We just heard The Portal's Rhyme with The Magician. The disc is called Undoing the Secret of Time. You might recognize that voice as none other than T-Max. Yes, indeed. But a pretty cool song. I like it. Before that, the Brian Schaefer and the Players with their song Afterglow. The CD is that they burn for us, and it says it's a pre-release. So let's keep our eyes open for a CD coming from Brian Schaefer and the Players. Before that was Aneurysm with their song Veronica. We have a tape of theirs called Puritan Candy, but it's not playing so good in our cassette player. I don't know. It's a tape. It's us. It could be. So I played that off of their Bandcamp page. Go hunt them down. Before Aneurysm was Trophy Lungs with Day Jobs, coming off of the Day Jobs CD. Before that was Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys from 2016 Rock and Roll Rumble fame. Their song was Cold Clear Light, coming off of Soul Vernacular. The CD is great. Check that out, please. And we started the set off again with When Particles Collide with Storm Clouds. And that is coming off of the This Town EP. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. I'm Joellen. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to the Gala for playing for us live in Studio D. Pretty awesome. We're going to continue on then with a little bit more admiration for bands that played the Rumble. These guys are in the semifinals. They are called Us Lights, and this is their song, Veiling Lights.